Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
All right, and welcome this evening to another episode of Truthful Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. The question is, can you handle the truth? And I got some truth for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about 12 things black men want everyone to know about them. I believe that this is going to be an epic show. It's going to be a phenomenal show, and I'm excited about it. I'm going to be excited about sharing some of the thoughts and some of the insights that I've gleaned over the years from talking and coaching African-American males. You know, I think there's a voice out there that you have to hear. There's an understanding that I think a lot of people are missing when it comes to relating to the African-American male, and I want to share it with you tonight. All right, so for those of you who are new, I want to remind you that you are free to comment or question or ask a question on any thing that we're talking about tonight, but if it's an individual question off the subject, I ask that you reserve it for another time, or shoot me an email, and I'll try and get it answered on the next call. Also, you can press 1 on your keypad to acknowledge me and let me know that you are wanting to say something to me, and I will actually bring you on the line and let you ask your question or make your comment. In addition to that, guys, this is a professional broadcast, and I prefer you leave profanity and trash talking outside of the scope of what we're trying to do. So I thank God for you. Thank you for being on tonight. Again, I can see the room filling up. People are wanting to hear. This is going to be epic this evening. I'm just waiting to see if you can really, really handle the truth. All right, so give me about a quick maybe 15 seconds, and I will be right back with you here in just a few moments.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And the truth shall set you free!
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And welcome back to Truthful Tuesday. I am your host, Zeke Bolden. I am a life coach, relationship coach, and spiritual coach. And I'll be sharing with you this evening 12 things black men want everyone to know. Now, I want to go on record as saying that I have a little, looks like a little cold trying to come. So please forgive me. I'm taking some medicine at the same time. I'm not feeling my best. But I got to get this out. Want to make sure that it reaches the masses. So if you know anybody who needs to hear this, wants to hear this, you might want to call them up and say, hey, you got to get on. You want to go to Facebook and you want to forward the post, if you will. Those of you who are listening via internet, thank you so very much. The chat room is not open tonight. I'm focusing all attention on the callers and on this broadcast. So if you want to get on, please call in at 516-387-1748. Again, that's 516-387-1748. All right, let's jump right into it. Okay, so I've coached and I've counseled single men, married men, gay men, straight men, a host of African-American men. And plus, I'm an African-American man myself. So I've talked to us, and I understand me. I understand what I've gone through. I understand what I'm going through now. And what I've done is over the years, just kind of got a collaboration of how we feel and how sometimes we let things out or sometimes we don't let it out. And I've seen more problems because we won't let it out, because we refuse to let it go and share, all because we don't know how to express it. So I've seen so many marriages are in trouble because the man won't talk, or relationships, you know, go on the brink because men won't open up, and we don't completely understand them. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with some ladies today, and we were talking about, you know, what determines a man? How do you know when a man is a man? Does he look like a man? Walk like a man? Talk like a man? You only see the exterior of him. How do you know what's going on the inside? So again, I want to share with you some things that's going to be eye-opening tonight. It's a game changer. It's going to give you some insight on exactly who we are as Black men. Now, let me go on record as saying also that this does not represent the total sum of all Black men. There are some men who were raised differently. There are some men who had single mother, come from single mother homes, single father homes, raised by their grandmoms. There were some who had, you know, both parents there with an education and did well in life. I've counseled and coached various types of men with all different backgrounds. So again, this is a collaboration. This is no means the sum total of every Black man, because I know some of you are going to disagree and some of you are gonna be like, wow, I didn't know that. Well, again, you got to take what I'm sharing with you and apply it to, or learn how to talk and communicate with the Black man. Now, is this specifically for Black men? No. White, Black, orange, it doesn't matter what color you are. I believe that what's lacking in our nation and what's lacking in our everyday life is the communication element of knowing a person and understanding who they are and where they're from. So let's begin with number one. The very first thing that most Black men would want you to know, and this is how they feel, is that they understand that they're Black, and that makes them an unwilling underdog. An unwilling underdog, just for the mere fact that they are Black, automatically puts us in that category. Puts us in the category of, you know, we got to compete twice as hard to gain a job or a position that our counterparts won't have to work as hard to, because there's a stigma that goes along with just being Black. You're most times we're labeled as lazy or hostile, or, you know, not willing to give 100%. And a lot of times that has been the case for some of us, but not all of us. And so you cannot group all of us under one umbrella and say, because of the color of his skin, he's just like the rest of them. We don't want that. We don't want you to do us like that. We understand that some of us are like that, but not all of us. And you have to deal with us individually. So here's what he wants you to know. I understand that I'm Black, and that makes me an unwilling underdog. I don't want to be an underdog, but I have no choice, because that's where we are being placed. That's where we are being looked at as being, you know, because of a color of our skin. Number two, I'm proud to be Black, and that makes me a threat to those who are not. We are proud of our heritage. We are proud of the color of our skin. We are proud of our culture. You know why? Because we can't change it. We didn't ask to be born black, you know, like no one asked to be born white or Hispanic or what, or Asian or what have you. It is who I am. So I can't change that. And because of the fact that I am black and I'm proud to be black, it seems to threaten others who feel like I shouldn't be proud of who I am. But I am, and that can't change, and that won't change. And so the more you try to suppress my blackness, the more my blackness gets louder. And so here's what we want you to know and want you to understand. Again, this is for everybody, black and white. Here's what we want you to know, that I am proud, first of all, that I'm black, and I'm even more proud that I'm a man. And so that's super, super important to every black male that you're going to meet. He wants to be respected and looked at as a proud black or African-American, if you will, individual. And so you don't have to be threatened by that. Just because I'm proud of who I am doesn't mean I hate everybody else. Doesn't mean that at all. And so you have to realize if I'm pro-black, and I saw this. Latino. No, I'm black. You know, I expect a white man to be just as proud of his heritage as an Asian man should be just as proud of his heritage. And have we made mistakes in our past? Sure. Absolutely. But that's not me. That was them. I am an individual. I do things the way I do. So judge fathers. That's important for us and for you to understand. All right. Number three, I'm aware of my condition. Resilient. Number three, I'm aware of my conditions, and that makes me resilient. I'm aware that we are finishing as African-American males. We're finishing at the bottom of the totem pole. We are coming up last in a lot of areas. We have endured so much, and we've taken so much, and we've actually gotten to a place that we feel like you can do whatever you can to me, but I'm still going to come back. I'm still going to rise up, and I'm going to survive by any means necessary. And so am I aware of my blackness? Yes, I am. Am I aware of where this world is and how it treats me? Yes, I am. Am I aware that sometimes I have to play second fiddle because of the color of my skin? Yes, I am. And so because of that, I refuse to lay down. I refuse to give up. I refuse to back down. And so it might cause me to adjust and make situations better by choosing other decisions. Are they always the best decision? No. But there's one thing is for sure. I am resilient. And in any environment, I'm going to plant myself and I'm going to blossom any and every way I can. So if I'm deep down in the ghetto, guess what? I'm going to try and prosper there by any means necessary. If I'm on Wall Street, guess what? I'm going to try and blossom and be fruitful by any means necessary. So I understand my conditions and I understand what I'm up against. And that makes me even the more resilient. Number four, I want to be better in all areas of my life. So that causes me to evolve every day. I am always, every day, evolving. I am getting better and better and better. And I am adapting to my current situation, to my environment. I'm adapting to who I am. I'm adapting to my surroundings. I'm adapting to the matrix that's been laid before me. I'm adapting to it. We have a saying in the military that when you put into a situation, you got to learn to adapt, adjust, and overcome. And I believe that that particular saying is can be a hallmark for the African-American male, because throughout life, throughout what we've experienced, we've learned so well to adapt, adjust, and overcome. And so do I want to be better? Sure. Am I getting better? Sure. Am I going at your pace? Maybe not. But what we want everyone to know is, don't look at me right now and think just because I'm in a bad situation or in a bad place that I'm going to stay there. No, I'm going to get better because I'm going to continue to work on it. I'm resilient and I refuse to give up. Number five, I grew up with plenty of lack, so that's why I'm always hungry for more. A lot of African Americans, not all, grew up in a poverty environment or grew up without having all of the basic needs that you have to have in order to be productive, and grow up in a place where you're not concerned or worried about where your next meal or what you're going to wear or how you're going to get there or transportation. No, a lot of us grew up always in lack every single month. And because of that, it has been a trainer for us. I guess you could look at it like this. What didn't kill us made us stronger. So because I didn't have much, it makes me hungry for more even now. That's why we play sports the way we play sports. That's why when you give us an opportunity to take over, we seize the moment. That's why we're trying to get what we didn't have. We're trying to make up for the lack that was in our life, and it has programmed us to reach forward, to move forward, to press on the gas and keep going for it. And the next thing that's going to help me in my life, for the next step I need to take, for the next phase I need to go to, for the next turn that I need to make. And so don't hold it against me, but I need you to know this, that I've been without, and you might not can relate to me. You might not know who I am. You might can't see what's going on in my life. But one thing is for sure, that you have to know that I am hungry, and I'm always hungry, and I'm pressing forward, and I'll keep pressing forward because that's what I want to do. It's in me to do. And it seems like nothing's going to be able to stop me. So it's important for you to understand that. Now, let me take a break right quick and remind you that there are 12 things I'll be sharing with you that Black men want everyone to know. It is not all inclusive. There could be 30, there could be 40. I'm just sharing with you the overall gist of what I've heard Black men talk about, what I've counseled Black men on, what I've coached them with. So are you going to agree with all of this? Probably not. That's your choice. But if you want to know him better, if you want to understand him more, then I think you ought to take heed to what I'm trying to share with you today. So let's just recap very quickly. Number one, I'm Black, and that makes me an unwilling underdog. I'm proud to be Black, and that makes me a threat to those who are not. I'm aware. Number three, I'm aware of my conditions, and that makes me resilient. Number four, I want to be better in all areas of my life, and that causes me to evolve every day. And then number five, I grew up with plenty of lack, so that's why I'm always hungry for more. On a normal basis, I would pause here and give people an opportunity to ask a question or make a statement, and you're free to do that. But I'm going to keep rolling on because I got a couple more here to go, and we got about 11 minutes before this broadcast is over. Now, if you really, really want a dialogue with me, then follow me on to Periscope after this broadcast, and we'll actually dialogue. We'll get a chance to talk some more. Well, you can actually type your question in, and I'll be able to try and answer those questions if you have them. Number six, I've been let down so much in my life that's why it's hard for me to trust. He wants you to know that he's been let down so much in his life, that's why it's hard for him to trust. Trust in so many different areas. Trust in relationships. Trust in friendships. Just trusting in general, because he's been backstabbed. He's been let down. He doesn't know what sometimes what a real good friendship looks like, because the next aggressive person forgets people's feelings. And this is what's so unique about this, is a lot of these letdowns have been within his own culture. And I'm telling you, it is so funny how that when, you know, your own people, your own person, the person that you love, that you go to school with, that you go to work with, that lives in your own home, will let you down when you place all your trust in them. I mean, stepfathers, stepmothers. I mean, it has been such a dog-eat world. It's been tough to even get a grasp on who should I trust and who I shouldn't. I know, ladies, you've talked to men and want to be in a relationship, and they hold you on and they hold you on. And one of the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, I've been hurt. I've been hurt before, and I don't want to be hurt like that again. I can't trust. And that's true. It is so, so true. So the trust with us, to be very honest with you, as a black man, it's not so much that you earn our trust. We just have to choose to give it to you. We have to choose to let our guard down and give you that and let you in and accept you into that circle. I'm hoping that you won't hurt. You won't hurt us. You won't let us down. And you'll hear more about that here in just a few moments. Number seven, I can be faithful, but those around me set traps continually for me. I mean, I'm telling you, you cannot believe how many African-American men that I've talked to who said and wanted to say or wanted to be faithful and committed to everything in their lives, but people set traps for them. And I said, well, what do you mean by setting traps? He goes, you know, look at the way society is right now. What's being exploited the most? Of course, it's sex and alcohol. Do you have to choose it? No, you don't. But when you're inundated with it every day, all the time, no matter where you look, no matter where you go, you try to avoid television because all they show is skin, 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 skin. Every movie now has skin, 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 skin. Every commercial is talking about, you know, Ciroc or Henny or whatever the case may be, some type of alcohol. And then when you get out in the streets and all you see is booty shots and breast shots and skin tight pants and you know, it is so, so tough. So I'm trying to be committed. I'm trying to be steadfast, but there are traps everywhere. And then even when I'm trying to do good on my job, traps everywhere. Somebody's trying to take my position. Somebody's trying to, every time I try to move forward, somebody knocks me back three steps. It is a continual struggle, and every day I'm plotting to survive, and they're plotting to take me down. That is the mindset of your African-American male. He is trying to survive, and he wants somebody to understand and listen to the plight that he has. Okay? Number eight, I am not filled with hatred. I just hate it, pretend that I don't have a reason to be mad or to have that hatred. You know, contrary to popular belief, we think that you know, typical African American males, you know, people are constantly trying to be aware of them, or if we're walking down the street and somebody's walking towards us, you know, you're clutching your purses or you're moving to the other side and you're judging us based on how we look and what we wear and what others have done. And we want you to know, every single person, black, white, Hispanic, whatever nationality, we want you to know, I'm not filled with hatred. I just hate it when you pretend that I don't have a reason to be filled. I have a reason. I have a black past that's dark and hateful and hurting and demeaning, that when I think of the images, which a lot of us, and here's what someone told me. They told me, I know why they don't show or teach black history in the school systems. And I said, why? They said, because it might cause an uprising, because so many bad things were done to African Americans. I mean, it was just pathetic. Women were raped. Their men were beaten, their children were taken, I mean, slaughtered and hanged at will and so forth and so on. And I'm like, yeah, but that's part of the history that we really don't have to talk about. We can talk about the good things. And they almost felt like I was an Uncle Tom, if you will, because the guy said, man, you know, how can you not have the bad without the good? Don't give me a half truth, give me the whole truth. And I promise you, that's what this show is all about, telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And now, whether whether that's true or not, I don't know. I don't know why they don't teach black history as much as they should in the history, but it is what it is. So here's the important fact, though, that we want you to understand. I'm not filled with hatred. I'm not. I just hate it when you pretend and act like I don't have a reason to be. You know, that's important for you to understand. Number nine, I want to be a good man. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good husband. I just need somebody to teach me and show me. Guys, you got to know that, and I would say, and I don't know, please forgive me, I haven't got the statistics on this one. I probably should have, but I would venture to say a great number of African-American males were raised in single parent homes, were raised in broken relationships, and all they saw were broken relationships. Now, again, this doesn't speak for every man, so let me go on record as saying that. However, a lot of them have seen their mother and they man, and their man, or their father was absent, and they saw him, you know, once or twice a week, or if that much, and some of them don't even know who their fathers are, so the streets raised them. TV showed them what they thought they ought to be. So does every black male want to be a good man? Absolutely. Does he want to be a good father? Absolutely. Does he want to be a good husband? Without question. But does he know how to accomplish any of that? Most times, no, because they don't have the leadership that it takes to get it accomplished. So I'm not asking, or they're not asking, we're not asking for pity. No, we're not. We're asking for an understanding that you be able to put that in the equation and recognize what's going on. Number 10, I want to forget all the bad things that have happened to me or happened to my forefathers, but some people won't let me because they keep reminding me of it, how they treat me today. You know, what happened back then was back then. But the more you try and bring that back then into today, it reminds me of back then. Let it go. Stop. Listen, we're in a new era. Treat me like a person, like a human, like somebody who has a soul and a conscience. Respect me for who I am. If you want that same treatment, unless you want the repercussions of it, because you back me in a corner, then I'm going to fight to get out. Okay. Number 11. I'm strong, free, ambitious, protective, innovative, smart, resourceful, all because I have to be in order to protect what I own and protect my own, that which has entrusted me. I have to be all of these things. It's just a protective mode. That's who I am, and that's what I've become. Finally, number 12, I cry sometimes when there's no one around because that's one more thing that you will hold against me. You know, I can't, the African-American male is taught to be strong and resilient and He can't speak unless, or can't cry unless he's by himself. Listen, that's our episode tonight. For those who might have missed it, you can check it out on Facebook, and you can follow me on Periscope, and we will share all the rest of the stuff with you. Hey, guys, take care. Again, this is Truth for Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.